Okay, so real quick, man, I got to head out in a second, but I just wanted to make a quick video for Patreon because I was going to do Labor of Love, but I was going to take too long. So, but anyway, man, I just watched this fucking video on YouTube. It was this trailer on, like, it's the typical, like, American bullshit media, how pretty much, long story short, every woman's situation is it typically goes like this. Woman is beautiful, innocent angel who's loving and caring, and she's pretty and skinny, and she goes in the world and she tries and she ends up with debt, but she's still loving and caring. She's a damaged angel though, but she still tries and she ends up in all this debt and is just fucked up. And it's always some magical man that comes and fixes the bitch, right? All this does is just, it just trains women around the world. It just keeps training them. It keeps training women everywhere that this is okay. See, because you first, like the first thought is, oh, maybe it's just North America. But it's like, see, this shit, it's slowly been trickling out. See, with smartphones and Instagram and YouTube, this shit trickles out around the world. Now, given like in Czech Republic, it's a little slower in some of these European countries because you still got like thirsty ass bitches from Eastern Europe trying to make $100 a day. And that's excellent money for a lot of them. That's excellent money for a lot of people. But especially for them, where their average wage is $300 a month, they can make that in a day sucking dick. Like, you still, over here, they got that competition still. Whereas, like I don't know much of the UK, but the little part I was in, I could feel that the UK was pretty much on par with the States. Like by the time a bitch is just skinny and takes a bath, she's going to be an elite woman. So she can expect this. As long as she's just not fat, she looks like what she's seen on TV, and she can expect men to do this stuff. And I really hope guys like me and guys who are better than me with YouTube get this message out to more men. Like, this is bullshit. Like, if you are a man of any fucking value, there is no reason for you to be putting up and dealing with a woman's shit. It's that woman's job to work for you because that woman is a liability. All right, let's just be 1,000% real about this. Women know it. Women just hope men stay dumb enough to not realize it and accept it. That's the real game that's being played in society. Women are just hoping you don't understand that shit, know it, and employ that shit out in the world. See, women's whole game is watching men fight each other. You see what I'm saying? That's where most of their game comes from in the dating market and shit like that, is watching men fight each other for bullshit. Because women don't have morals. They don't have morals or rules or anything. Like, woman's morals is whatever men's morals and rules are that she wants to be around. Then she'll just follow that one. Then she'll follow this one. Then she'll follow that one. Whatever that'll get her out of her position in life, that's the one she'll hop towards. Because just like electricity and water, women always take the path of least resistance. Fuck morals. Morals is nowhere in path of least resistance. But back to the topic that I wanted to get on, man. See, like, the reality is, see, when dumbass bitches are in dating or in the dating market for real, like, see, they don't understand this shit. Like especially when bitches start getting like you know, over 26, 27, like, they don't get it. Like, they think that, oh, because it really originates from woman being spoiled as woman her entire life until she starts to age. Because what then happens is she, you know, keeps on aging, but she still thinks she's worth exactly what she was worth when she was 21. But now she's like 27, 28, 29. She's aging. She's slowing down. She's getting fatter. She probably was never very intelligent from the start. She was only getting by because people wanted to fuck her because she was 21. So she still thinks, oh, I'm still 21. Guys still want to fuck me. Well, of course they still do, but guys aren't going to put, you know, that one, the same level of guy is not going to keep coming around you with anywhere near the same patience, okay? But there's always going to be some guys going to want to fuck a woman, but it's not going to be the same quality of guys that she's used to. So they end up aging, man, and the thing is, they never let go of this thought that, you know, they always dream of this Prince Charming guy as a reality. And just like what I did with the Darcy video on my last YouTube video. See, like, Darcy is like a textbook example. Like, I would pay money to watch a documentary on Darcy's life just to expose it to men, to show that Darcy, I will bet $1,000 to 5 nickels that her entire life is textbook execution to end up how she is now. She still is so deluded. She still thinks that she deserves some on any level, higher quality man. And she's just not a high quality woman at all. You see, but she can't. Woman's whole thing is value, and woman always wants to be recognized and seen as valuable. So when it becomes clear that, oh, well, maybe I'm not valuable, see, their feelings get hurt, so they got to hop into these self-help rooms and run to whoever will tell them what they want to hear, and then it boosts them back. And then, see, that's how you get Darcy. And luckily, Darcy's not horrifically fat yet. She was gaining weight, but you could tell TLC probably, you know, paid for her personal trainer or some shit to get her slim back down so she could be on TV again. But, like, bitches like Darcy, like, or just bitches in these age groups, they don't learn. And, see, they still think that these, like, higher quality men will fall in love with them. But, see, like, this is how fucked up woman logic is. Okay, do the math. Like I said, I'm seriously going to look into making merchandise that says do the math. D-U-D-A-M-A-F. Do the math. All right? Do the math. If this man is so fucking great, right, if he's so fucking great and he's so fucking desirable and he's in his prime, he's in great shape, he's got a little bit of money on him, if he's so fucking great, why is he going to go out of his way to pursue some old used up woman? You see what I'm saying? Like, but bitches don't think like that. See, so so this is how, I mean, and it's all, and it's, like I said before, man, it's really not new. This is what has gone on since the beginning of time. The woman's brain cannot think outside a woman's brain. This has always happened. The whole concept of was like 80% of women chase the top 10% of men. It's always been like that. It's always been like that. Like I said, like here throughout Europe with these castles, every castle within Europe, if you, within a mile radius of every castle, incest rates were off the charts in three generations. Because that king was fucking all the bitches. The bitches had all the kids. And then the kids was fucking all the kids around them. And incest rates went off the charts. So what they had to do was they had to spread out the money to the community a little more to lower those incest rates. It's always been like this. Woman's brain, you like, and like I said in another video, man has to save woman from itself. Because woman's natural nature is to self-destruct and to destroy anything around her with a smile a woman's default nature is to destroy herself and destroy anything around her with a smile. All right, that it's their nature. It's like I said, like my girl, it's the same shit. Like I see it her, like it's what they do. I'm not like, so when I make these videos, I'm not trying to make them for you to be mad at them. I just go on these rants because it's funny, but I want to also make clear you have to be aware of it and understand how dumb they are. You see what I'm saying? You have to, but understand, don't call them out on it, because if you call them out on it, now see, now calling them out on it is like making fun of a kid because it can't dunk or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Like calling out a kid because it can't do something. All you're going to do is make the kid mad and cry and all that shit like that because he know he can't do it. It's the same thing with women. If you call them out on it, they're going to get mad. And all, unless you do like jokingly, like if any bit of seriousness comes through, she's going to get mad and cry and run away. So you, as a man, you have to know it, accept it. And if you choose to deal with it, you know, make precautions around it, you know, so things don't get too fucked up, and then keep going. It's all you can do as man, because woman is so stubborn. Woman cannot just accept what you say is right. So you must be wrong if you infer that what she did is can possibly be wrong. You see, it's just that whole, it's how it all works. But anyway, back to the topic. See, like, bitches don't. Now, on the flip side, men can understand it much more easier. How, like, let's say, like, the top percent of woman, like, she's going to have a long list of guys not pounding her door down. Men understand that much more easily. So, see, men are forced to learn reality at a much earlier age. Men are forced to understand. And even if some of us, it may take us a little longer than others, but but ultimately, we do face reality. Where women never really face reality. Most women, they really don't. And this is a quick... I don't know if I touched on this, but I always use this in my head to use this situation in my head. I seen this Facebook post not a long time ago, it was probably about a year ago. And it was this guy explaining how humans are more stupid than like lions or some shit like that, right? Let's just say humans are more dumb than like animals in the wild. And the example he used was a lion can get up and potentially go hunt for some of its own food within 6 months of being born. while his own child that's 2 years old went into a crying fit because his lunchbox was in the other hand and he couldn't find it. Which is true. Okay, now, with that situation, I'll go off to say this, man. Men are like human animals and women are like lions with this. In the beginning of, you know what I'm saying, from birth to like maximum mental capacities. men are humans. That's why I say women are like a four-year-old child mixed with a German shepherd. It's the same shit. Now, dogs can potentially go out there and find their own food. Cats can potentially go out there and find their own food. Within 6 months of being born, they teach themselves how to walk. Get the fuck off me. I'm hungry. They'll figure that shit out. Whereas, see, like humans, we can't do that. We still 6 months old. We can't even get the fuck up. We can't even hold our own head up yet. But see, and this is what I'm trying to make. See, men are like baby, are like humans. Women are like animals. Where see, men, it takes us much longer to get that shit going. Where see, women, they get all that shit much more quickly. They get the interpersonal interactions more quickly. They get the intuitions on interpersonal interactions. They learn these things much more quicker. But their max is much lower. You see, where a lion can go out within a year or two. I don't know if this is, I mean, just entertainment. Like, the animals like giraffes, them motherfuckers learn how to walk, you know, about a week after they was born and shit. Like, these motherfuckers will learn some gangster shit within the first 6 months of their life, but they max out at that first 6 months of life. They don't keep growing. You see, the monkeys can swing from trees like Spider-Man. Whoosh, whoosh. But see, monkeys don't know how to make refrigerators. You see what I'm saying? That's why they gotta keep going out hunting every goddamn day. Their brains can't even, you can't teach a lion how to build, how to wire a circuit board up. You can't, because his brain can't go that far. Now, it'll kill you, it'll eat you and forget about you 5 minutes later, but it can't, a lion cannot build shit. Lions don't think for the future of survival and prepare properly like humans do. You see, that's where men are the humans in the scenario. Yeah, it takes us much longer to get it. But see, but our thought capacities and intellect go far higher. See, now, and like I said, where a lot of men do get caught up is, see, once men kind of wake up and see the reality, a lot of men get stuck in just being angry. And that's not where I want you to be in. I mean, if that's a normal progression, but I don't want you to get stuck there, man. I don't want anybody who listens to me to get stuck in that anger. Like, I make fun of bitches because I think they're just hilarious, personally. But I don't want you to get stuck in that anger area. You see, like, you got to learn, like, as man, you got to keep growing and learn how, like I say, you got to learn to accept bitches. This is what bitches do. It's look throughout history. There has never been a time in history where bitches, okay, maybe like brief moment, like in like the 1920s and shit, some shit like that. But like I said, there was never a history where a woman was proud of owning what she did. The man always, this way, in every older family, the man was always, he was always kind of stoic, you know. He was always, you know, the man was always a man. He was always, see, think about it. There's a reason why he was always like this, just in all the pictures, just, you know what I'm saying? He was always stoic. There's a reason why. Because man has to grow above woman, know what it is, and know that, look, either I can love you or I can understand you, but I can't do both. See, it was the same. They just didn't have these red pill terminologies back then, but it was the same shit. And then just and then all those guys in them old days movies and all them old stories, it was the same population of men. I gave her everything. I loved her, and she left me. It was the same shit. He was the beta bucks. It was the same shit. It doesn't change, man. It's the same thing. It really is. I don't went way off topic now. I'm at 15 minutes now. Anyway, but yeah, so the topic off the side topic was, yeah, men are like humans. Women are like animals. Women, they do grow faster, but they max out much quicker. See, a lion, apes, fucking, I don't know, cheetahs, them motherfuckers can't build no house. You ever seen a cheetah out there with a hammer, you know what I'm saying, building a house for his kid? No, because his brain can't comprehend it. You can sit down and train a cheetah all you want to. That cheetah is never going to pick up a hammer and build a fucking house, right? Now, a human will eventually learn that shit. See, just like women. See, the shit that Red Pill talks about, You see, reality, logic. See, woman's brain can't comprehend that shit. Or if it just starts to get there, woman's brain starts to get upset and mad and like, "Well, you fucking asshole!" Blah blah blah. Because she's just starting to get there, and now she's mad because she's also realizing, "Oh, man was really thinking 15 steps ahead of me this entire time. I'm not good enough. You fucking asshole! I have to be good enough because I'm a woman." And see, and now our emotions kick off. So like, man, like. I'd have lost all track of where I was going with this. I'm trying to hurry up and make a video because I said I was slacking 2 weeks on Patreon and YouTube. But anyway, I got to get ready to head out because I got to run by. It's 3:21 now. I got to run by the bank. So, anyway, what I want you to get from this, if anybody's been watching this long, is this, man. Don't stay mad at women. I mean, make fun of them, but don't stay mad at them. Like, realize the dumb shit that all of them do. Or all of them try to hide that they do. Realize it. Know what it is. Learn to laugh at it. And move on. Because this is another side topic. Because like I just quit watching other people's shit on YouTube. Like other Red Pill or like Manosphere people shit. I just quit watching a lot of their shit, man. Because like they never really like come to any conclusion other than you should just be depressed because this is how bitches are. Like, they never really, like, go off, you know, goes after it. Like, you should just be depressed because this is how bitches are. Like, my thing is, it's like, no, my thing is to tell you, is to inform men to see what they do, know what they do. Don't be surprised by it and move on. Like the saying goes, you can either choose to love a woman or you can choose to understand her, but you can't do both. And see, that is the moment when men give women everything. Like when they say you must put a woman first, see, you got to put a woman first over your desire to want to love them. Because when you love them, that's when it's all over for you. See, as a man, that's how that works. See, like I said before, giving a woman your all does not mean give her your bank account or, you know, hold every door open for her and all this shit. Giving a woman your all is always being the one on top mentally in a relationship and knowing that, look, if you start to get too emotionally comfortable, that's your cue that you're fucking up as a man with her and handling her properly. Because, see, it's woman's job to be all emotionally, you know, that's her job. She's most happiest when it's just her doing it. Or she's mad because she don't know if you love her or not. That's when she's the most happiest. See, like, when you, if you come across, like, on some genuine, like, oh, my God, I love you, you're just the best thing in the world type of shit. By the time you come off like that, it's the equivalent, like, it's the same thing as those studies that shown that people really don't like new shit. Like, when you buy them presents, like, it's just that when you buy a person a present, like, they actually, like, scam motherfuckers' brains. Like their brains only lit up for, like, the first, like, 2 minutes after opening the present. And after that, it was just, like, you know, anything else. It's the same thing with women. Genuinely telling a woman you love her is the same shit. Like, yeah, sure, she might get really happy for that second, but after that, and now you got to do something else to live up to that more, and it turns into a drug addiction for them. And you can never, once somebody gets hooked on a drug, they can never get that same initial high, and it's just a depressing road to the end. But anyway, that's the video, man. Have a good day.